Hi. Sorry to call so late. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. You know how you always say that I can just go to your place whenever I want and that it's fine? Yeah. So, how about right now? God, I know. I'm so sorry. I know it's 2 a.m., but my car broke down like 3 blocks away from here, and I'm a little freaked out to be alone at night. What do I mean by here? I'm outside right now. I know, I'm so sorry, but it's fucking cold, and my car doesn't start, and I. Thank you. Okay. God, you're the best. Yeah, I'll wait. Hi. I'm so sorry I woke you up. At least it's the weekend, right? I'm sorry. Please, will you forgive me? Please. Aw, I love you too. God, I'm sorry. I really didn't want to keep you awake. Are you sure? Yeah, no, I'm not ready to sleep yet either. I mean, I could consider this as you returning me that favor from 5 years ago. Oh, sure you don't remember. Oh, so you completely forgot about me letting you sleep in my bed while I slept on the floor after that party? Because I can't forget how much my back and neck hurt the next day. I know, but we hadn't slept in the same bed yet back then, and I was kind of worried. Come on, you know why. Because what if you ended up spooning me or something, and then the next morning you have your hard dick poking my ass? Stop laughing, I'm serious. That's a friendship killer right there. Well, I know you wouldn't be doing it on purpose, but still, can we just stop talking about this? Yes, please. I would love something to drink. I'm so cold. Really? You'll make me some tea? You know, you're the fucking best, right? I was hanging out with the girls. Yeah, I know he lives like 5 blocks away from here. Yeah, I've been meaning to tell you about that. We broke up a month ago. I'm sorry. I was nervous about telling you because you were so supportive and he really liked you and you liked him and I was embarrassed. Well, it's not like I've been doing very well in the relationship department for the past few years, have I? I know, but you at least dated that girl for a year. I haven't dated a guy for more than 3 months since. Wait, I think never? I've never dated a guy for more than 3 months in my life. Maybe I should just give up on relationships forever. What? Oh, no, I didn't. He broke up with me. I don't know. He said all this stuff about me not seeing what was right in front of my eyes, and he was so mysterious about it. Yeah, that's what I thought too, but he told me he wasn't talking about himself, so I have no idea what he meant. Oh, thanks. I didn't tell you because it felt like. I mean, We've been through this so many times, and I thought maybe this one could work, but we lasted a month and a half, and I just... I know you would have been there for me, but that's kind of the thing. I wasn't really sad when he broke up with me. No, I wasn't mad either. I was... God, this is going to sound bad, but I was relieved. I don't know. I had no idea I wanted him to break up with me until he did. And he knew too. It was so uncomfortable. No, because he was like, "You really don't see it, do you?" And I was like, "See what?" And he just kept looking at me like he was trying to stare into my soul or something. And then he said all that about me not seeing what's in front of me. And then he left. No, I mean, it was pretty good for a breakup. But the situation and knowing he knew I wanted that was awkward as fuck. I don't know. I've been thinking about it now that it's been a while. And I guess it was just... the relationship was kind of just a physical thing, you know? I mean, the sex was good, but we didn't really talk about stuff. Not like we do. Like, right now. I know. It's just that I'm a little frustrated, you know? Because what if I never find someone? What if I can't find someone? I know I still have time, but... I would love to be with someone I can just enjoy spending time with. Someone who knows me and loves me for who I am. Someone I just want to tell everything to because we just trust each other, you know? I don't know. I'm just being stupid, I guess. Okay, fine. It's not stupid. Yeah, I'm getting a little sleepy now, too. Where did you put the clothes I left here the other day? I want to change. Second drawer? All right. Yeah, I really have no idea what he meant. I think he was being mysterious on purpose, like to confuse me or something. Hey, do you still have my toothbrush in your bathroom? Great, thanks. No, I'm not going to call him to ask what he meant. It's been a month. Besides, I'm sure he didn't mean anything by it. What do I have in front of my eyes that I'm not seeing? Right? Nothing. He was just messing with my head. Yeah, let's just go to sleep. Your bed is the most comfortable in the world. Well, it's better than my bed at least. Hey, are you falling asleep already? Me neither. You know, I didn't really think a lot about not seeing what was in front of me, but now that we talked about it, I can't get it out of my head. I know, it was really weird. You think so? Well, I guess it would make sense that he meant it like something about my love life. I just don't know what. Because what if I think about my love life and not seeing what's in front of me? What could it be? Oh, fuck. What? Nothing's wrong. Why would something be wrong? Why would you say that? I'm not acting weird. You're acting weird. Oh my god, it's so late. We should sleep. Okay, good night. Bye. Why do you have a drawer for my clothes here? I mean, isn't that a bit weird? Okay, fair enough. I do leave my clothes here all the time, but nothing. There's nothing. Good night. And you have a toothbrush for me in your bathroom, but you only have one for me and no one else. Okay, fine. That's true. I do spend a lot of nights here. It's nothing. I was just thinking about it. Okay, now for real. Good night. You made me tea at 2 a.m. after I woke you up. What? No, nothing. I was just thinking about... Yeah, about that. I think that when he said what's in front of my eyes, he was talking about you. I know, right? It doesn't make sense, but I was thinking, and, well, he wouldn't be the first guy who tells me something like that. No, not that guy. Well, I mean, yeah, him too, but I'm thinking about someone else. Remember, like, 2 years ago when I was dating that guy, the one who moved away later? Yeah, him. Well, remember how I told you that I didn't know why he broke up with me? Yeah, I lied. I'm sorry, it's just that I knew you'd feel bad about it if I told you because you knew I was really into him. Well, what actually happened was that the day we broke up, you had called me, and I can't even remember why, but we talked for like 10 minutes and he got really mad because of that. Yeah, and then all of a sudden, he was like, it's me or him. Yes, he was talking about you. And I was like, what the fuck? And he told me some bullshit about me paying too much attention to you and that I had to choose between you or him. Yeah, well, we broke up that day, so you can guess who I chose. I will always choose you over a guy if he says something like that to me. Well, if he was the love of my life, he wouldn't try to make me choose him over you. No, I don't even have to think about it. Yeah, you can tell me anything. Of course I remember her. You guys dated for a year? Yeah, she was a nice girl. I couldn't believe it when you broke up. It always seemed like you really loved each other. Wait, what? She told you that too? But how could she think that? We're just best friends. Exactly, we've been best friends since we were like 5 years old. Of course we're close. How could they think that? We don't like each other like that. Right, of course not. I would never date you either. I mean, what would we do if we dated? Can you just imagine us walking and holding hands? Excuse me, but I would make you breakfast in the morning because I am a nice person. Oh my god, that is so true. My family loves you and your family loves me, so no awkward family dinners ever. Yeah, it's silly to think about us dating, right? Of course, I think I would have realized if I liked you by now, right? And you would have realized if you liked me, right? Yeah, that's what I was thinking. We would know by now if we were in love with each other. Oh my god, what just happened? Oh god, we just kissed again. I don't know, I can't stop. What the fuck is happening? What? No, keep kissing me. Oh my god, he was right. Did everyone but us fucking know about this? Oh my god. Of course I am. You're on top of me. And you're... Oh, fuck. Wait. Are we gonna have sex right now? No, I would love to, but... I know, but I mean, we just realized something pretty big, like, 2 minutes ago. I know, I know. I've always loved you too, but realizing that I'm actually in love with you is... I don't know, it's like I'm relieved and terrified at the same time. Because it's been easy to be with guys I didn't love because they couldn't hurt me. But you can hurt me. No, I'm not saying you'll hurt me intentionally. I'm just saying that you can, even if you weren't trying to. What if we fuck and we start dating and then we break up? I can't not have you in my life. I just can't. I love you too. I do. Yeah. I know that even as just friends, we could have a big fight. It's just that you're so important to me, and I never, ever want to lose you. I do, God. I want to be with you more than anything. Okay, okay. Fuck, yes. Please don't stop kissing me. Don't. I love you so much. Yeah, you are. Oh my God, you took your shirt off. No, you're fucking handsome. Can I just touch you? Yeah? Thank you. Fuck. You feel so good. Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, fuck. I'm definitely ready. Holy shit. You're so fucking hot. Fuck. I love you. Do you have a condom? First drawer? Okay. Here we go. Okay. Okay, just please go slow. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Wait, stop. Please don't move yet. Please. Not yet. Just. Wait a little longer. Oh, okay, I'm okay. Yes, you can move now. Oh, God. Oh. God, I'm gonna come. Oh my God, please fuck me, please. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Holy shit. Fuck. Fucking hell, that was good. I'll be right back. Hi again. I've never been fucked like that before. And I've never felt like this either. Yeah, well, I don't think there's anything better than being in love with your best friend. Okay, fair enough. Only when it goes both ways. It must suck to be in love with your best friend while they're not in love with you. That's true. I don't have to worry about that happening to me. God, I love you so much. What? Yeah, ask whatever you want. Oh God, well, I thought that was implicit after we told each other I love you like 500 times, but yeah, I want to be your girlfriend. We should sleep now though. I've kept you awake long enough. We'll talk about everything tomorrow.